Okay, so as we finish Sefer Shmos, we've been going through the Rambans throughout all of the Sefer. We'll learn the very last Ramban in all of Sefer Shmos tonight. The Ramban, of course, calls Sefer Shmos the Sefer HaGeulah, the Book of Redemption. We begin the Sefer as the Jewish people descend to Mitzrayim as slaves, and we conclude the Sefer in this week's two parshas that we'll read, Vayakel Pekudei, with the construction of the Mishkan. And the very end of the parsha, the very end of Pekudei, the end of the Sefer is Hashem's glory filling the Mishkan, completing the redemption, completing the state of the Jewish people where they return to their closeness with Hashem. The Ramban is bothered by the very end of this parsha. The last two, three psukim says as follows. After Moshe completes everything that needs to be done, Vayechath ha'anan es oyel moed. The cloud covered the oyel moed, the tent, the Mishkan that they have constructed was now covered by a cloud. Uchvod Hashem moleyeth ha'mishkan. And then the glory of Hashem filled the Mishkan. And the Ramban is troubled by, what are these two ideas here? There's a cloud which covered everything, and then there's the Kvod Hashem, the glory of Hashem. What's the difference between the cloud and the glory? So the Ramban writes, as the Psukim seem to be Mashma, Vayichasa Anan es Olam Moed, the cloud covered it. It enveloped it from all sides. From the outside, walking towards the Olam Moed, you would see the cloud cover would be completely surrounding and enveloping the Mishkan. And inside the actual Mishkan was the Kvod Hashem, a more intense connection with Hashem was actually inside, so that on the outside you had the cloud enveloping the Mishkan, and then the Kvod Hashem, the honor, the glory of Hashem, was actually inside. That's how the Ramban understands what these two things are. What do you do with the very next pasuk? Now that we have the cloud on the outside and the glory on the inside, what difference does that make? So the very next pasuk says, "V'lo yachol Moshe lavo al Olam Moed." Moshe could not enter into the Olam Moed, ki shachan alav ha'anan u'kvod Hashem aleihet ha'mishkan. He couldn't go in because the cloud surrounded it, and the glory of Hashem was inside. So how do you understand such a pasuk that Moshe couldn't go in because the cloud surrounded and the glory was inside? We find throughout the rest of the Torah, Moshe will be conversing with Hashem regularly in the Olam Moed. We will find him approaching, we will find him speaking. He's in the Olam Moed. And yet the Torah here describes that he could not go there because there was a cloud on the outside and the glory was on the inside. So what is that? What does this pasuk mean and what's it referring to? So the Ramban has a long discussion about this. He says, if it wouldn't be for Chazal, if it just would be Pashup Shat, person just reading Chumash, he would come to the following conclusion. He would say, "V'lo yachol Moshe levo." Moshe couldn't go because he hadn't yet been called. It would be inappropriate for Moshe to approach the Olam Moed if the cloud is surrounding it and the glory is inside. How could you approach that without being called? You can't just walk into Hashem's house whenever you want. You have to wait to be called, as he says the very next pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, Vayikra el Moshe. When Hashem called Moshe, then he would actually approach and be able to speak and converse with Hashem. But, says the Ramban, Chazal were not okay with that pshat, because that pshat would imply that Moshe was not able to go to the Olam Moed whenever he so desired. And Chazal saw that was impossible. There's no way that you could say that just because the cloud was on the outside and the cover was on the inside, that Moshe couldn't approach to speak when he wanted to. Chazal understood that when Moshe wanted to go to the Olam Moed, he could and he would. So then what do you do with the pasuk that says, "V'lo yachol Moshe lavo"? So says the Ramban, which is based on a Chazal that Rashi quotes as well, that there's a second pasuk which seems to contradict this pasuk, "Uvivo Moshe el ha'olah," that Moshe would in fact go. So Chazal understand when the kavod, when the inner part of the Mishkan was filled with that glory, was present, then Moshe couldn't go inside. He can go to the outside, he could walk into the cloud that surrounded the Mishkan, and he can converse with Hashem there, but he couldn't go inside where the Kvod Hashem was, where the glory of Hashem was. That he couldn't go. Only when Hashem would remove the presence of the Kvod Hashem, when he would, so to speak, fill or remove that intensity of his presence from inside, and it would hover above, then he could actually go in. So that Chazal understands that he can always approach whenever he wanted, so he didn't need to be called in order to be able to approach, but he couldn't go actually inside where the Kvod Hashem was. That was already too much for him to be able to go when that was there. Hashem would remove that, and when that was removed, then he would actually be able to enter in. And that's how the Ramban understands the relationship between the Anan and the Kvod, and when Moshe can go and where he couldn't go, based on his own, whenever he wanted to, he can go up to the cloud, but he couldn't go into the Kvod Hashem, unless Hashem removed that, and then he was able to actually approach. And the Ramban concludes with a beautiful poem describing the Sefer HaGeulah, the Book of Redemption, in which we began, as I mentioned before, as slaves entering down to Mitzrayim, and concluding with the giving of the Torah, and the building of the Mishkan, in which the presence of Hashem was reunited with the Jewish people, especially the second time after the Chet HaEgel, when it was removed, and then it comes back in the glory of Hashem, as the Sefer concludes with the Kvod Hashem and the Anan surrounding the Mishkan, which we'll be zeichet to see again in Beis HaMikdash, the Kvod Hashem filling the Beis HaMikdash and the relationship there in Eretz Yisrael.